Chapter 14, Following Fish. Today, New Bedford's fishing fleet brings in the nation's most valuable catch. The industry grew as the textile mills were declining, just as the mills had grown during the decline of whaling. New Bedford's most successful commercial endeavors have traditionally been seaborne, providing either the source of the wealth or serving as its highway. From before colonial times until the late 1800s, fishing led the Massachusetts economy. As the American whaling industry declined in the early 20th century, fishing from the port of New Bedford and south along Cape Cod and the islands grew as an occupation for local mariners. New Bedford's commercial fishing industry owes its success to the proximity and productivity of George's Bank, an underwater shoal larger than all of Massachusetts that supports a rich biodiversity of marine species. Positioned at the eastern edge of the North American continental shelf, its waters are enriched by the mixing of the warm Gulf Stream and the cold Labrador Current. During the last ice age, when sea levels were nearly 400 feet lower than their present level, George's Bank was part of the North American mainland. As the ice age came to an end, a continuing rise in sea levels submerged this land entirely. Fossils of prehistoric plants and animals, some discovered in trawler nets even today, serve as evidence of this geologic history. Sunlight penetrates these shallower waters, allowing for the growth of phytoplankton, the primary producers of the marine food web. This productivity makes George's Bank a feeding ground for many species, including cod, flounder, lobster, and scallops. Today's New Bedford fishing fleet includes more than 500 vessels, and the harbor's seafood processing industry includes 25 wholesale and 35 seafood processing operations. With a fleet nearly identical in size to the whaling fleet at its peak, today's New Bedford fishing industry similarly inhabits the nexus of nature and human industry. For a decade, New Bedford has maintained its ranking as the number one fishing port in the nation based on value of product landed, due primarily to dominance in the lucrative scallop trade. The fishing fleet lands over 145 million pounds of product annually, leveraging $241 million in direct sales. The port also generates economic activity in excess of $1 billion annually. Daniel F. Mullins is considered by many to be the father of New Bedford's modern fishing industry. He came to New Bedford in 1886 at the age of four with his family from County Cork, Ireland. After short stints at whaling and the merchant trade, he began to experiment with various techniques and equipment in commercial fishermen. He was the first to motorize his fishing vessel. The next year, he copied a technique he had learned on Long Island by using doors or otter boards instead of a beam to keep the nets open. He introduced fishing as we know it today. Mullins was one of the first to employ a larger vessel to reach fish stocks farther offshore. He was a leader in the shoreside industry as well, running a gear and equipment store, founding the Acushnet Fish Corporation with Frank H. Parson and Samuel Kurtz, and building and operating a deep freeze plant. Mullins was a founder of the Seafood Producers Association. At the time of his death in 1968, he was eulogized as a man of foresight and one who was willing to take a chance. The local fishing industry experienced a period of growth and innovation in the 1930s and 1940s. It was influenced by immigrants from fishing communities in Norway and Newfoundland, technological innovations with worldwide influence, and the move to larger vessels. The New Bedford ground fishing industry again experienced substantial growth in the 1960s, fueled by market demand for previously less utilized fish species, a wave of Portuguese immigrant labor, improved processing and delivery, and technological improvements in the fleet. As global markets continue to expand, the fishing industry has adopted new technologies both ashore and at sea. While fishermen remain at the forefront of the industry, they form just one part of a highly sophisticated and integrated business model that catches, lands, grades, processes, sells, and distributes seafood to regional, national, and global markets. The New Bedford fishery attracts workers from all over the world, further diversifying the cultural makeup of New Bedford. Fishing family life has had to evolve similarly to whaling before it. As overfishing led to declining catches near shore, which necessitated longer offshore trips. Economic forces in both industries increasingly favored consolidation of fleets over individually owned boats. Fishing is an extremely hazardous occupation. In addition to the risks of working at sea, a moment's distraction while operating heavy equipment can have dire consequences. Boats working the offshore grounds year-round confront seas roiled by tropical storms and winter gales. Ice, fog, and passing freighters add to the danger. Men work through the same hardships as in the days of whaling. Some are injured, and tragically, some are lost. The Seaman's Bethel, adjacent to the museum, pays homage to and honors those lost at sea. The industry faces other challenges because the impact on fish stock is not without controversy. For centuries, George's Bank has served as a crucial trawling ground for New England and international fishermen. Yet years of fishing have taken their toll on the marine ecosystem. The fishing fleet is heavily regulated by the National Marine Fisheries Service, a division of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to prevent overfishing and protect the marine environment. Today, George's Bank is closely studied and regulated to maintain the viability of the ecosystem and its productivity for future generations of fishermen. Large sectors of the fishing grounds have been closed to fishing, some of them for more than 20 years, to protect spawning habitat. To complicate matters further, recent changes in ocean temperature and salinity appear to be shifting some stocks, like cod, away from areas where they have traditionally congregated. Fishermen, environmentalists, and government regulators struggle to find common ground. Balancing the needs of the fishing industry, the economic well-being of the local communities, and the health of the larger marine ecosystem will continue to be a difficult challenge.